Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Beis. We are up to Sif Hei, the second line on page 212. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Shkedim Hamorim. We made reference to this in the last year. You have bitter almonds, kishem kitanim mevorech bari priya eitz. When they are smaller, as we'll see, they're sweet. When they're smaller, the bracha will be bari priya eitz. But gedolim, when they're big and they're bitter, velo klum, there's no bracha. Dazuke maski, they damage. The time of the mill. So the reason for this is the kishem kitanim ikir achilosim hi aklipa ve'ena mara. When they're small, their ikir achila is the shell, which is not bitter. So therefore, it warrants a bracha of bari pureitz when it's small. Ukishem gedolim, when the almonds get bigger, ikar achilosam masha bifnim, then the ikar achila is that which is on the inside, vahumar, and that is bitter. So we have these almonds. There are two types of almonds we're discussing here. The bitter almonds, when they're large, they're bitter. When they're small, they are sweeter. So when they're smaller, you're going to make a bracha of bari pureitz. When they're larger, you're going to make a bracha of... You're not going to make a bracha because they're damaging. So it's interesting point over here that the Beralacha points out is the Mechaber discusses over here that when they're small, the Iker Achila is the shell. When they're larger, the Iker Achila is the fruit. If you look in the Beralacha, Rashi, in a couple of places in the Gemara, the Rambam, they hold it's the actual almonds themselves. The bitter almonds are called bitter almonds because when they grow to their full size, they're bitter. And when the almonds themselves are smaller, they're sweet. So the same din as the Mechaber. The Mechaber is going with the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah, that's Mechaber between the shell and the fruit. But the other Rishonim say that the fruit themselves start out bitter, they start out sweet, and they turn out bitter. So when they're smaller and they're sweet, the bracha is Bar Priya Eitz, which is the Iker bracha on almonds. And when they're larger and they're really damaging and they're bitter, so then there would be no bracha at all. The Imitkon Al Yidei Ha'ora Davar Acher, if you sweeten the almonds when they're larger, and they weren't really very beneficial to you, but you made them gishmak, mevarech bari priya eitz. And this is what we referenced in the last year. So when they're small, they're eitz. When they're large, there's no bracha. But if you sweeten them and you make them edible, the bracha becomes a eitz. Says the Mishnah Berurah, said Katan Lamed Hey, mevarech bari priya eitz. When they are smaller, you make the bracha bari priya eitz. The afal gad de bimisukin. Even though when it comes to sweet almonds, that we didn't discuss yet, so when they're ketanim, einu mevarech ela shahakal. When they're smaller, you make a shahakal on them, like we'll see later in Siman Reish Dalet. Shani hasam, there is different. The einu gemar peira. There, when the sweet almonds are small, they're not a finished pre. Ubevadai lo noti luhu adaiti lochlem kodem sheis bashlu. And for sure, they were not planted to be eaten before they ripen. So it's not the ikar pre, and therefore the bracha is shahakal. Ma she'en kein hachal, which is not the case over here. The bitter almonds, when they become large and they're bitter, they're inedible. So they're planted bedafka with having in mind that you should eat them when they are smaller, and therefore the gemar and therefore it's a eitz. So again, the bitter almonds we're saying over here, when they're smaller, they're gishmak. So you plant it for that reason, because when they're bigger, they're inedible. Therefore, the ikar zman of the priya is when it's small, and the bracha is going to be ha'eitz. That's over here, in our case, we have the bitter almonds. When you have the sweet almonds, they're planted for when they're sweet, when they're geshmak, when they're bigger. When they're smaller and they're not so geshmak, the bracha shahakal, that's not the ikar time of the pri. It's not planted for that reason, therefore it's shahakal. In our case, we said when they're large, there's no bracha, but if you sweeten them, the bracha becomes bari pri 8. Says the Mishabur la midvav, the mitkan, the kevan de nishtanu l'mal yusa, Al Yidei Hamitak Ba'or, since it changed for the beneficial side, it got better through the sweetening and the fire. Have lei kishar peros. It's like any other fruit. She'ein ru'uyim le'echo chayim, that can't be eaten raw. Vinis bashlu, and you cook them and made them edible. The mevarech kishem uvushalim bari pireitz, like we'll see later in Sif Yud Beis. So when you have fruit or any vegetable that's inedible, and you cook it and makes it edible, then it gets the ikar bracha of ha'etzer adama. So here also, the same idea, when these almonds are big, they're not edible. So when you sweeten it through the fire, it's like the cooking, it makes it edible, it gets the ikar bracha, and therefore the bracha becomes bari priya etz. Sif katan lamed zayin mevarech bari priya etz. V'hu adin shar minei peros, so too any other types of fruit, shem chamutzim, that they're sour, or marum, or bitter, ve'enam ru'uyim la'achil aklal, and they're inedible, u'mitkan u'bishlan, and you sweeten them, or you cook them, shemavarech bori pri ha'etz. Then the bracha becomes bori pri ha'etz, da'alo be'emes priu, because really it's a pri, elo she'enu ro'y la'achil akach, but it was not fit for achila this way, l'kach ma'ani mituk, therefore the sweetening, it helps it, and it gets the bracha ve'etz. So any fruit that is not edible raw, and you cook it, or you sweeten it, or you do something to it to make it edible, then the bracha will be bari pre'etz, because that is the ikka fruit. It just happens to start off not geshmak, and you make a geshmak, then it gets the bracha of the ikka fruit, which is bari pre'etz. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Sivov. Sivov, we're going to discuss the caper bush and caper berries. Tzlaf, or the way they say it over here, tzlaf pirish. Tzlaf is min ilon. It's a type of bush, of tree. Sha'olin shalo ru'in la'achila. Its leaves are fit for eating. V'yesh bo'olav k'min tmarim. And on the leaves, there are some kind of date-looking items. And evyonos hu ha'pri me'atzlaf. And the evyonos is the actual berry from the tzlaf. It's the caper berry. The kafresin hen klipa she'saviv ha'pri. And the kafresin is the husk that's around the berry. Kiklipos ha goes in like the shell over a nut. So the din is by all the caper berries, al ha'olin v'al atmaros. If you eat the leaves or the dates that come on the leaves that are both edible, the al kafresin and the husks are also edible, but they're not the ikur pri, the bracha is bore pri hadama. Even though it grows on a tree, these parts are not the ikur pri, the bracha is bore pri hadama. V'al ha'evyonos, on the berries themselves, shem ikur ha'pri, that is the ikur pri, the bracha is bore pri ha'etz. Says the Mishabura Esef Kat Lamed Ches, Al Ha'olin V'al Atmaros, on the edible leaves and the edible dates, She'enon Chashuvim L'Hikare Pri Ha'etz. You can't make a Bar Pri Ha'etz on them, they're not the Iker Pri, so they're not Choshev enough to be called Pri Ha'etz. If you look in the Shaar Siyom Memalef, he writes, Umikomokom Yesh Levarech Aleyem Bore Pri Adama, Mishum Denatilu Inshi Gama Daite De Olin Utmaros. The Gemara says that when someone plants a caper bush, he has in mind these parts of the tree as well to eat them, and therefore the bracha is Bore Pri Adama. However, V'ayim the Birki Yosef Shakos, the Birki Yosef writes, De Kayom nowadays, Lo Natilu Inshi Klal Adaite De Olin Utmaros. Nowadays, when you plant a caper bush, you do not have in mind these parts, the olin, the leaves, and the tomatoes, and the dates. V'yesh levarach alein shakol, and therefore the bracha shakol. So he's machalik, that the din of the mechaber, that these parts of the bush, which are not the ikar parts, it's also planted for that, because they're edible, you make a bracha adama. But he says, nowadays, we don't plant it for that at all, and therefore it gets downgraded from a hadama, and the bracha is shakol. Back to the mishaburis of kodin lamites v'ala kafresin. And on the husk of the berries, so we said you make on that as well a bari pri adama, mishum de'eno ikar ha'peri, because that's not the ikar pri as well. Umikomokom b'di'evit in berach ala kafresin bari pri etz yotza. But b'di'evit, if you did make a bracha on the husk of the berry, bari pri etz yotze, because some say that really is the bracha, and the ma'isa, it's part of the fruit, it's the husk, it falls off, but you would be yotze with the bari pri etz. And now he switches gears, u'le'inyan klipas pomerantzin, which is orange peels, shetognim bidvash, that you sweeten with honey. So yesh deos bein ha'achronim. There's a machlokas na'achronim in levarech aleim shahakol, o bori priya eitz, o bori priya adama. Three-way machlokas, what is the bracha on sweetened orange peels? Is it shahakol, ha'etz, or adama? Val kein yesh levarech aleim shahakol. Since whenever there's a suffix, we always go with a shahakol, you make a shahakol. U b'dievin in berach priya eitz, o priya adama yotza. B'dievet, if you made a bari priya eitz or bari padama, you are yotze. Now the Shaar Tzion goes through and lists all the achronim that hold the different three shitas over here. But instead of reading it over there, we are going to read a couple of notes over here that explain all three shitas. Why should the orange peels that are sweetened be shahakol? Why should they be ha'etz? And why should they be bari priya adama? So if you look at note number 38, note 38 goes on the shita that holds it shahakol. Tam adavar kosev el yirabu. Mishum shelo notin es atapuz al das aklipos. You don't plant an orange tree for the peel of the oranges. You plant an orange tree for the oranges, not for the peel. V'al pirov zarkim osam. And in general, the orange peel is thrown away in the garbage. And therefore, if you want to eat it through sweetening and making a geshmak, the bracha will be shahakol niya bedvaro. That is the shita of the el yirabu and some other achronim. Note number 39. The tzad to say the bracha on the orange peel is going to be bari piyayitz, says note 39, v'tam adavar kasav magen avram, mishum shaklipa hi meguf ha-pri, the klipa, the peel of the orange, is part of the guf of the pri, u'birchasa kebirchasa pri, and therefore the bracha on the peel is the same as the bracha on the pri itself. Kemo b'garinim le'el, like we learned in the last year by the seeds, u'keshem shematzanu shil inyan orla, nisrabu haklipus v'garinim le'isr, the same with l'gabi orla, the seeds and the peel is considered aser l'gabi orla, the eno doma l'kafrisin, and it's not similar to the kafrisin, which is the husk over here, sher b'chasa o'bar p'yadama, kevan shemavur v'gemara shakafrisin noflam alav yonos, k'shemegir l'esbashal, as it ripens, the caper berry, the husk falls off, and therefore the bracha on the husk will be b'ar p'yadama, v'eina kafrisin shomer alav yonos, and therefore the husk is not really a proper guard of the yonos, l'kach eno k'guf ha'pri, which is not the case when you have a peel of an orange, that's on the orange the whole time, it doesn't fall off, and it's considered a protection of the pri, it's part of the pri, and therefore that is the tzad that the Magen Avraham says, the bracha on orange peel that is sweetened and made geshmak would be bari pri ha'etz. So we have the hezber of the Eli Rabba for shahakol, that it's bechlal not part of the pri, it's thrown in the garbage. We have the pshat of the Magen Avraham that it's a bari pri ha'etz because it's really part of the pri, it stays with the pri, it's chayiv and orlo like the pri, it's usher and orlo like the pri. And finally, in note number 40, we have the third sheet that is bari pri adam, atam adavar kosav atazla kamon, the taz who holds his adam explains later on, mishum she'ena klipa miguf ha'pri, l'maisa, the peel is not part of the guf ha'pri, u'kemo b'kafrisin, it's actually like the husk of the caper berry, that's hadama, so too the peel of the orange is hadama. The av she'noig b'hem din orla, I, the Magen Avraham, brought a raya that has a din orla that's considered part of the kapri, he says, nein, hainu mishum she'esh ribui miyuchel l'kach, there's a special ribui to consider the peel to be part of the fruit l'gabe orla, mash'ekein l'gabe bracha, but we don't necessarily have to extend the din of Orla to din of Bracha, just because the Gabi Orla, it has the Isra of Orla, doesn't mean the Gabi the Bracha, it's like the Iker part of the Pri, rather the orange peel that is sweetened is like the husk of the caper berry and the Bracha is Bari Peradoma. The bottom line is, the orange peels that are sweetened is a three machlokes, Shahakal, Ha'etzra, Adoma. The bottom line, Lamaisa, if one wants to eat them, so then the Bracha would be as the Mishabura Paskins, he would make a Shahakal, we'll stop here and continue with Hashem the next year with Siv Zion.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.